And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app TrueConnect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of TrueConnect exclusively for Raider Nation.
You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Eddie Pascal here, back at the Intermountain Health Performance Center. And thank you for joining us for another episode of Upon Further Review, brought to you by the good people at Coors Light. And man, I'm fired up today. Not only is the weather turning here in Vegas, it's nice, it's sunny. The vibes are good, but we are also going to hang out with the vibe king, some might say, our friend, punter for the silver and black, and perhaps for this week, most importantly, very proud NC State alum AJ Cole. AJ is going to pop by in just a few minutes. We're going to hang out with him, talk about really the incredible run that his alma mater is on right now in March Madness, both on the men and women side of thing. So we're going to hang out with AJ in just a few minutes. And like I said, man, anytime we get to hang out with Mr. Cole, it is a good day at the office. But a few very small pieces of housekeeping to get to before we rock and roll with our man AJ. We do have a single transaction this week brought to you by Shift4 Payments, and that is on April 1st, which was earlier this week. The Silver and Black re-signed guard Jordan Meredith. Mr. Meredith, who played or appeared in all 17 games for the 2023 Las Vegas Raiders, making one start in the process, is back. So some good offensive line depth there for Tom Telesco and company. And it'll be really interesting to see kind of how the remaining few weeks, or I should say over the upcoming few weeks, how many kind of free agent re-signings trickle in. Obviously, the first wave of free agency is far behind us, but some still very intriguing names out there on the market. And for a team like the Raiders, who is still very much in the midst of, I don't want to say retooling it all, but kind of refining the roster and adding depth pieces and adding quality from 1 to 90, I'll be very interested to see how Tom Telesco, Antonio Pierce, and the staffs end up doing that. So, yep, that's our only transaction this week. The other bit of housekeeping, which I cannot even believe that we get to talk about this, but phase one of the offseason workout program begins on April 15th. That is just over a week and a half away from now. The boys will be back in town, getting back to work here at the facility. Phase one, day one, April 15th. And, we know we're going to have you covered every which way here at Silver and Black Productions. And just a friendly reminder, as we talk about the offseason program, I feel like we have to give this disclaimer each and every offseason. Like, you are not going to see guys like going one-on-one on the field or anything like that. Like, phase one, to pull from the league memo here, phase one of the offseason program consists of the first 2 weeks of the offseason program, with activities limited to meetings, strength and conditioning, and physical rehabilitation only. So yeah, not going to see dudes in helmets running around doing all that. Guys will be back in the building in a more official capacity, obviously. You know, we've heard from AP talk a bunch the past couple months about how many dudes have just been in here getting work in. But now we're going to welcome the entire team back for those first 2 weeks of the offseason program. And then just in case you guys want to look down the calendar a little bit further, as we said, first day of the offseason program, April 15th, OTAs May 20 and 21, May 23, May 28, 29, and then June 3 through 6. And then mandatory minicamp, kind of the last big hurrah before all of us collectively, ourselves included, with the players, break for the summer. Mandatory mini camp June 11th through 13th here at the Intermountain Health Performance Center. So we talk about it every year, man. The offseason doesn't really, truly, fully exist anymore. Like, the offseason is not a real thing, and we get to kind of see that play out again because the guys will be back here in this building, like I said, on April 15th. And one of the guys who will be in this building on April 15th, along with our special teams battery, our very, very good special teams battery, friend of the program, AJ Cole. And as I said, man, any excuse that we have to bring Mr. Cole into the mix is a good reason. But we were thinking about it, and I was like, man, AJ, very proud NC State guy, as he should be. And NC State has kind of captured the hearts and the minds of the college football world, college basketball world over the past couple of weeks with the incredible run that both the men and the women are going on. So we figured, you know what? Let's call in the wily left-hander. Let's bring him in via the Zoom and hang out with our guy, AJ Cole, and talk all things NC State Wolfpack. And that is what we are going to do. So enjoy our conversation with your all-pro punter for the Las Vegas Raiders, AJ Cole. In your wildest dreams, AJ Cole, when you were filling out your bracket 4 weeks ago or whatever it was, you couldn't have thought this was going to happen, could you?
Well, obviously not, because apparently I didn't even believe in my own team enough. I think I had us out in the Elite Eight, but I did have us making quite a run. But yeah, I mean, it's been pretty incredible from, both the men and the women. It's been so fun to watch. I mean, the men's team, like coming back from like all the way through the ACC tournament and all that, like, I mean, just a run for the ages, really. And hopefully it ends up in a title. But even if not, it's been an incredible season to watch. And, all year it kind of felt like they had the pieces and they had the players and they just weren't quite clicking in the right way and missed opportunities. And the craziest thing is momentum is the most real thing in sports. And we got that on our side right now.
100% on both sides of the bracket there, Mr. Cole. Could we just talk for a hot second about really America's big man now, DJ Burns, just the most electric big fella out there on the hardwood doing his thing. Like, I imagine for a dude like you who actually went to NC State, who probably still has people back there, it's got to be pretty cool for you to see a dude who's just 100,000% taking advantage of his opportunity in the sun and doing what he's doing and has become really, like I said, it feels like one of America's sweethearts right now.
Yeah, he's the people's big man for sure.
He is.
He's the people's champ. Yeah, it's cool for me too because I love NC State and I've always I just really enjoyed my time there and I've always talked about how great of a place I think it is, but it never really had like the coolness factor, the national attention that some of the other schools in the ACC and other places have got. So it's been cool because he's kind of made it like cool to root for NC State a little bit. And it's kind of got some like bandwagon fans that are like, you know, their team's out in the tournament and they're like, this guy's so fun. Like this team is so fun. So they're just kind of hopping on. And I really haven't experienced that too much since I, went to NC State and since after. So it's just been cool to watch that, like see the whole university get like its day in the sun. But obviously DJ Burns is like the face of it.
100%. And look, we're having a good time. The vibes are high. Don't want to bring us down. I don't want to get you in trouble. Playing Purdue this coming weekend, right? Have you exchanged professional pleasantries with one quarterback on the Raiders roster who may or may not have gone to Purdue?
Yeah, I mean, we exchanged quick pleasantries, and then I told him that he's dead to me until after Saturday. And then after then, we'll go back to being friends. But for the next, however many days it was, for the next 7 days and the next three now, we're just not on speaking terms, and it's business only. And so, I look forward to becoming friends with him once again. But for now, that bridge is burned.
Yes, I understand that, dude. And it's good. I think what's great is that we can acknowledge that the bridge is not operational right now, but come Sunday, we will reintegrate the bridge. The bridge will be built up again, and the spirit of friendship and brotherhood will continue on. And I think that's the most important thing, isn't it?
I'm very excited to pass him an olive branch from the finals.
There you go. I like that. I like that. We got to get you. The only question I got for you in terms of the logistics of all this, Final Four is in Phoenix, right? I know you're somewhere in the beautiful state of California. You have a beautiful home here in Las Vegas. And if we're looking at the geography of it, AJ Cole, can we get you to Phoenix for the Final Four? Is that possible? Is that in the world of possibility?
We've been workshopping some different options. I got a text right before we got on here that said, hey, give me a call about Final Four tickets.
Ooh.
So I think 5 minutes from now, I'll be better prepared to answer that question. But we've been resourcing and we've been just working through all different angles.
Are you at the point now where you got to be one of the more notable NC State alums, like, in the league, right? Like, are we at a point where we can kind of throw our weight around a little bit to say, hey, like, I need to be in the arena against Purdue?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, so far the answer to that question has been a resounding no. But we're hoping there's a yes at the end of this future phone call. But yeah, we've been trying to toss the weight around, but it's just been getting tossed right back at us. So we'll just call it unlucky so far.
Yeah, it's unlucky.
It's
dude.
It's a hot ticket. That's what you say if you can't just say it's a hot ticket.
It's hot. It's a hot ticket. Obviously, the entire NC State community is probably trying to get out to Phoenix. A lot of people, and it's a numbers game, right? It's a numbers game. But yeah. I have a feeling we are going to get you to Phoenix. I feel it in my heart, AJ, that we are going to have you in the building to see DJ Burns and the guys do their thing. I don't want to put you on the spot for an official prediction because I have a feeling that you are going to go with the Mighty Pack. But let me ask you this. If the Pack were to be victorious, for them to win, they need to do what?
Well, I think they need to stay out of foul trouble, especially with Purdue's big man. If our bigs get in foul trouble early, and we're having to go to the bench, and we're having to limit DJ Burns' minutes, and if we have to do that and play that whole game, I think that could be tricky for us. So I think it starts with that. And, the thing about March Madness, it's a make or miss league. It's a make or miss tournament. And the team that makes their shots is going to be the team that wins the game. So you got to shoot to get hot. You got to shoot to stay hot.
Well said. Analyst AJ Cole checking in. AJ, before I let you go, I couldn't help but notice that the hair that we have today is a little different than the hairstyle we had down in Mexico. I know that we hit Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it these days to crowdsource some options for a 2024 hairstyle. Would you mind sharing the results of that poll, please?
I mean, look, we're taking a look at all options when it comes to the 2024 season. You know, that's what the offseason's for. We're looking to explore. I would say the results were, mostly negative. A lot of people really lost. I think I lost them with the puka shells. But it's just part of the Mexico experience down there. But I think there could be a place for just the rows, don't just the braids. I think there could be a spot for that in the future. That's definitely an option we're gonna look at. But I think I've gotten, I listened to the people and I've heard that the puka shells, they don't want the puka shells. They think it was a one and done and they don't want to see him again. And I'll tell you what, we were down there for a golf tournament. The way I swung the club that next day with the braids in showed me that there was an issue. The swing was just not nearly where it was supposed to be. And honestly, and I'm a vibes guy a lot of times. I think that's part of my role is to be a vibes guy. And the hair was so tight. It was like tugging on my head and I got just this like headache. And then I just turned out of nowhere. I turned into the just bad attitude guy. It's not the look that I want. It's not the way I want other people to see me. And I turned into bad attitude guy. And that's something we're going to have to take a look at as well. But the puka shells are no, the rows and the braids could come back, but I think, don't sleep in them. That's my lesson learned. If you're going to do them in the morning, do them for an event, for a game, for a practice, for a whatever, and then get them out before they start to just really squeeze that scalp.
Yeah. And look, if there's one thing outside of you being an incredible punter, you are the vibes guy. You are the king of the vibes. You're good time, AJ Cole. And we cannot do anything in our delicate ecosystem to throw that off. We cannot do it. So as cool as the braids looked, If we can do some self-assessment, right, and we say, hey, this isn't the look, then we are going to have to adjust from there. AJ, it was so good to see you. Congrats on a braid-free, I guess, off-season going forward. Good luck to your pack this upcoming weekend. And, dude, we're going to see you and the rest of the guys here in what, like 10, 11 days? How crazy is that? I cannot wait to see it. It's going to be so much fun, and I can't wait to see you. Best of luck, my friend. And, hey, we're going to try to get you to Phoenix, okay?
All right, let's do it.
And a big shout out to our friend AJ. It was so good to see him virtually. And as I said, we are going to see him back here with the rest of the guys on the 15th when they report for day one of the offseason program. And on that note, we're just getting in and out this week, my friends. But before we do that, we are going to crack an ice cold bruchacho. And today, man, today's a fun one. We are going to crack an ice cold Coors Light for Richard Romanski. Now, some of you might say, hey, I recognize that name. Where do I know that name from? Well, Richard Romanski is the longtime, or excuse me, I should say, was the longtime equipment manager for the Silver and Black, obviously Oakland, Los Angeles. And his son now, Bob, legend, Bobby Romanski, is our current equipment manager. So Bob, excuse me, so Richard Romanski earned a pretty cool award recently. He was named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame Awards of Excellence. He was one of the recipients, the 15 recipients. There were 15 recipients in 2024 across five categories: assistant coaches, trainers, managers, film/video directors, and PR folks. And our very own Richard Dick Romanski is one of the 15 members selected. Really, really cool. He was the equipment manager for the Silver and Black for over five decades. I know that I talk about it all the time. And it's one of the most important parts of our organization. It's one of the coolest parts of the organization, in my humble opinion, is our deep, rich history. And the fact that the Silver and Black have had two equipment managers, Richard for five decades, and then his son Bobby, who's doing it now, in my opinion, is one of the coolest things. So the 15 Awards of Excellence, excuse me, the 15 Awards of Excellence recipients are going to be recognized by the Hall of Fame this summer. That'll be June 26th and June 27th in Canton, Ohio. So to the entire Romanski family, we're going to crack a cold one for you. But in particular, congratulations, Richard Romanski, one of your 15 Awards of Excellence recipients in 2024. Really, really cool. Very, very cool. And I know Bobby and the guys downstairs in the equipment room have got to be fired up about that. And on that note, I'm fired up about today's episode, man. It felt good. Felt good to get back in the mix, talk to some of our pals, and get this thing rocking and rolling. And like I said, the draft is going to be here before we know it. And speaking of the draft, again, huge shout out to our guys Rhett Lewis and Bucky Brooks for dominating the Raiders NFL Draft podcast. I encourage all of you guys to go download that, give them a listen, watch them on YouTube. They have done, and I mean this so sincerely, a phenomenal job of season two of that show. They are doing an incredible job, just dialed in, and every single week that we hang out, then we learn a little bit more. And this week, they dive into the pro days that have still been rocking across the college football world. Drake May, Jaden Daniels, everything that was going on in the Big 12 pro day that they just had recently. And then for me, I think the most kind of intriguing part of their show, and again, I encourage all you guys to go watch and listen, is that we kind of dive into the trade world a little bit, right? And certainly not prognosticating what the Raiders are going to do that final weekend in April, but saying, okay, realistically, to go from 13-3, what does that look like? To go from 13-6, what does that look like? Or if things get wild and crazy on that Thursday night in Detroit, what would it take to go from, say, 13-11 or 13-12? So those guys do an awesome job of breaking it down, making it super palatable and easy for all of us to understand. And again, they're doing an awesome job. So again, listen, download the Raiders NFL Draft podcast. Bucky and Rhett doing really cool stuff. Wish I had a better way to say it. Doing really, really cool stuff. And we're going to do some really cool stuff over the coming weeks, especially when these guys get back in the building on the 15th. I cannot wait. It is going to be a blast. But until then, for Eddie Pascal, our guest this week, AJ Cole, and everyone else at Silver and Black Productions, who helps get our little program from A to Z, we thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will see you guys next week, same time, same place, for our next episode of Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.